Thank you, Mr. President. I rise in strong support of Senate Bill 869, which requires a moment of silence in schools in honor of 9/11. The birth of this bill, the genesis of it, was a discussion between myself and Senator Pat Stefano, co-prime sponsor of this, of Somerset County, and who has the distinct honor of having the Flight 93 memorial in his district, a sad memorial at that. But last year, we were a bit disconcerted that across many of the school districts around the state, a little to no commemorations being held regarding that fateful day only 18 years then ago. Now, in the 19th year, it's time for actions, and we're calling for a moment of silence in all schools. It does not create an undue burden on our public school system or any school system. It leaves it in the local control and the hands of local faculty. My concern is that obviously the attack on 9/11 by those terrorists back in 2001 forever changed our nation, and we're still at war around the world with various groups as a result of that attack on 9/11. And it's imperative that we remember and commemorate and honor the fallen, especially in Pennsylvania, where, of course, the first attack that we pushed back against the terrorists happened on Flight 93, where 40 beautiful Americans gave their lives to save others. As Jesus said in the Gospel of John, a greater love has no man than this but to lay down his life for a friend, and those great Americans laid down their lives for all Americans on that day of fear and trembling. As we remember the horror of the World Trade Centers coming down and the attack on the Pentagon, and then of course the lack of knowledge of what was going on with Flight 93, looking back we see that it was filled with heroes and great Americans. We remember so many, especially Todd Beamer from Cranberry, New Jersey. He tried to call his wife, only got a hold of an operator, and then prayed the Lord's Prayer together with the operator as they were forming their attempt to take the plane back. And as he walked away from the phone, you could hear him say to the group in the back of the airplane, "Okay, you ready? Let's roll." And "let's roll" has become a motto for Pennsylvanians rising up out of the ashes of 9/11 till today. Yesterday, when we had our rally to protect our first responders, EMS construction, and tow workers, many of the fire trucks in the parade still had "Let's Roll" engraved on the side, emblazoned on our vehicles in honor of that moment in time where darkness, some hope was brought forth. I stipulate that it's good and honorable that we always remember those who've gone before us, especially these great Americans in Pennsylvania, because we are the Keystone State, and we always sit in the gap in history, whether it be 1776, where the light of liberty was lit in Philadelphia, or a new birth of freedom was fought for and secured in 1863, and then, of course, in 2001. I respectfully request an affirmative vote. Thank you very much.